Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He was born a father to a pawn on a Christmas day when the New York Times said God is dead.
Yes, sir, after bringing this back. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Barbara Welchman is our guest, our good friend, original founding member of our brain trust. BarbaraWelchman.com, W-E-L-T-M-A-N is how you find her. And that's such a big and such an important location, that website. You need to go there and check out all the books that she's written and prepared for you to help you with your small business. Her tip of a day, tip for the day, is comes out every day, of course. It's outstanding. People are reading that all over the galaxy every day. Barbara, thanks again for being here. What's this multi-state business you've been talking about?
Well, if you are I'm in Florida, so I'm sitting in one office in Florida, and I think I'm a Florida business. Well, wake up and smell the coffee, because with the state's needs for revenue, and I'm talking about things like corporate income tax, sales tax, use tax, they're looking for every way they can to get revenue to their state. And so they use this thing called Nexus, which is it's kind of like a connection to a state.
That's
if
what
you
Nexus
have
is.
Some kind of connection to the state, they want to tax you for it. So it used to be really having a physical presence, like having an office or a warehouse or a sales force.
Like Amazon, if Amazon had a warehouse in Tennessee, they had to tax you. But if they didn't have one in Kentucky and you lived in Kentucky, they wouldn't tax you.
Well, they wouldn't tax Amazon for that,
right?
Supposedly. But the concept of Nexus is now being expanded in many ways. For example, some states are now using this concept of click-through Nexus, where if you're selling online to remote sellers, that is enough to make a Nexus. Hmm. So that will require you to collect sales taxes where you do the selling.
So if you sell to a reseller, that reseller becomes your Nexus?
It could.
Wow.
Yes, you have to check the state. Yes, it's like becoming ridiculous.
Of course.
And the insult to the injury is, all right, so let's say you pay taxes to another state. You think, all right, so at least I get a write-off, a deduction, a credit or something, so that I'm not paying tax to my state on that same amount. But no, it doesn't necessarily work out even, Stephen. So you could be paying more than one tax on the same income.
Wow. Well, you know, we're getting closer and closer to having an internet sales tax.
Closer and closer, but you know how many years this has been going on?
I know exactly how long it's been, because I've been reporting on it ever since then. But our key guy on that, Steve Del Bianco with NetChoice.org, has been reporting on this with me for 15 years probably. But he says, and you know, he's done more to fight it off than anybody I know, but he says in the last visit he had with us that it's basically inevitable over the next year or so.
I would think that we're getting close to it too.
Yeah.
In point of fact, there's going to be a small business exemption. So businesses that, let's say, do $1 million in sales, or I don't know what the exemption will ultimately be.
He's trying to get it raised to like $5 million or something like that.
That you won't have to worry about sales tax on remote sales.
Right.
But, you know, who knows? That's just the start. Then they reduce the exemption.
But are you saying that even now, though, that even if you're a small, tiny operator, you could still have this Nexus thing going on?
Technically, absolutely, and it's just a question
who's
if they catch
that?
It.
Yeah.
Well, it comes down to the state revenue departments that are looking at this.
Hmm.
And, of course, they are going after the big boys because that's where the money is. So they're making the cases and the determinations for larger companies. Mm-hmm. But once those rules are in place, then they impact everybody.
I'm really concerned that the average business owner out there is asleep right now with regard to the things that are going on that are impacting the internet. We've got the FCC has under Obama's heavy hand has caused Tom Wheeler with the FCC to turn the utility into turn the internet into a utility.
Yep, and regulations will just start trickling through.
It's just now starting. It's turning into utility like telephone. He's also basically giving away the ultimate ownership of the internet that United States has had for 40 years. Well, President Obama's administration has done that. I mean, over the next 5 years, Barbara, I'm afraid people are going to wake up and say, "How'd this happen? How come the internet is not as free and productive as it used to be?"
Well, you're right. The only bright note in this whole thing is that last year they finally made permanent the ban on a sales tax on internet access.
Right. On the access. In other words, your ISP can't charge tax.
States that are currently charging it have to get rid of it by 2020.
And that's a permanent thing. Yeah.
That's a permanent thing finally.
Yeah.
After years of
all they temporary. Need all the government needs is another way to tax you and they'll find it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I have to point out that if you think the IRS is scary, many of the state tax departments are a lot scarier.
And there are 50 of them, right?
51 if you count these.
Not just one, there are 51 of them. Hold on to that thought. BarbaraWeltman.com, folks. Don't forget to check out that website. You'll thank me later. Tintin, when we come back, I want to talk a little politics with Barbara. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.